Okay, we are up to Pei Beis and Mabeis, the two das. Just one ha'ara. I got a question from yesterday email, and there was just an important answer that was given. We mentioned yesterday, at the beginning of the Yamud, really 2 days ago's daf, was that if somebody is horeg nefesh shalo be'edim. Somebody kills and there are no witnesses. Whatever the case is, they can't put him to death. There was no hasra, so we give him this type of food. And eventually, his stomach gets smaller and eventually blows up. So somebody emailed the question: doesn't that see? It seems like a worse punishment than somebody who actually there's edim and hasra. Then he gets saif. Boom, he killed right away. And here, the guy who is less severe lechora, no hasra. Seems like he gets a worse punishment. It's a good question. So I saw Rav Blachman yesterday from Karen Biavna. So I asked him the kasha. So he said, no, he thinks it's just, you can't compare the two systems. He says there's one system, the legal system of din, which bezdin, the din daraisa, and bezdin has a dalad mises bezdin. That's a. But then there's the extra legal, so to speak, in the line of makin the onshin shalom and hadin, which he had back on daf mem vav, and he gave a mashal which we mentioned in the past, the shuvas harashba. The Rashba writes among other rishonim, makas mardus, rabbinic lashes. How many lashes is it? So the gemara's lashon is makin oso acha teitzi nafsho. Sounds like more than 39. Says it's infinite, even. So how could that be? How could the Drabbana be more than the Daraisa? The answer is because it's a different system. It's a different, can't compare the two, normal, regular, legal system, which the Torah demands, Dalad Mises Bezdin and Malkus, etc., versus other times where Bezdin acts, whether it's a Daraisa or a Drabbanan. Either way, Bezdin acts with certain elastic powers that they have in order to keep the peace, in order to make sure people are in line, whether it's Makas Mardus, whether it's any of the Machnis and Osola Kippas. So it's not that better or worse, it's just two different systems. And it might come out, Lamaisa, that one is worse than the other, that you wouldn't have imagined, surprisingly, but that's how it works. Okay, it's an important point. Pei Beis Mabeis, here we go. Two dots. Kohen Shashimesh Batuma. So we finished the sugyas of Pinchas and Kanan Pogenbo. So now the next one in the Mishnah. The next one in the Mishnah was a Kohen that does the Avoda when he is Tamei. So the Mishnah said on Daf Pei Aleph from Abay that the Echav HaKohanim do not bring him to Bezdin, but they just bring him outside and take care of business. Mafzian es mocho v'gizrin. Says the Gemara, Boi minei revacha barhuna merev sheshes. Kohen Shashimesh Batuma. Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim Oin? Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Is this guy Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? They bring him outside, they take him out to the back, and they take care of him. So is he Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim or not? So Amar Lei Tani Tua, what we learned in the Mishnah, said Rav Sheshes. Kohen Shashimesh Batuma. Ein Echav HaKohanim Motz Mevino Solo Bezdin, as we just quoted. His brothers, the Kohanim, his brethren, do not bring him to Bezdin. Ella, Pirchei Kahuna Motzino Solachutz, the young Kohanim bring him outside, Lazara, Michutz Lazara, Upotzen as Mocha Begisrin. The Isak Adaitach Machayev Bidei Shemayim, if you think, says Rav Sheshes, that he is Chayev Misa Bidei Shemayim, so Lishavke, the Likto Bidei Shemayim, why don't they just let Hashem take care of it? Right? Why don't they do it? They do it, it sounds like they're taking the law into their own hands. So if it's chayim, so it must be that this guy is not chayim b'isa b'dei shemayim, and yet they're allowed to do this. So Gemara says Elamai, says Rav Acha back, Eino chayim. But you say he's not chayim b'isa b'dei shemayim. Mi'ikamidis. Then how could you have drachmana patre v'yanan nekav v'niktole? The Torah says he's patre, and we go and kill him. So that can't be either. So now, if he's a chayim b'isa b'dei shemayim, how can we go and kill him? If he's chayim misa, why don't we let Hashem take care of him? So the Gemara says, "Velo, what do you mean? You don't have any cases where he's not Chayav Misa per se, and yet we cause his death?" Vatnan, we also learned 2 days ago, Mishalaka Vishana Bezamach Nisar Solakipa. We just said somebody who does an Avera over and over and over again, we put him in the Kippa, and Rachmana Patri Vana Katzlinonlai. So you see, even though somebody's not Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim, still we could cause his death. That's not direct. Like this case, but it's a similar idea. So to here, maybe, even though he's not Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, this is what the Kohanim do. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Tam Rabbi Yirmi, Amrei Shlakish, but Malkos Shel Krisus Askinan. Over there, where Machlisos Olakipas, that's the stamina there. You wear shatnez five times. Right? It's a case where he's Chayiv Kares a few times. That's the Malkos. The Malkos of Kares. The Gavra Bak Tolu, where really is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's why we're allowed to do it. What about the other case of the Mishnah that you steal a kli shares? So there you're not chayav misa either. So I'm Rav Yehuda, no, but they're here, but kli shares askinan. There we say it is, there is at least a hint to misa, because we're talking about kli shares, v'remisa, and it's hinted to lo yavo liros kavalas hakodesh v'mesu. Right, so you know, we had the machlokas yesterday, Rambam Ramban, do you count that as a mitzvah lo sase daraisa? But you see, it's already hinted to misa. So again, there's no raya. V'hamakalas hakose, what about the last case? Makalas Akosim, you curse Hashem through one of the forces. So Hatani Rav Yosef, Yaka Kosim is Kosmo, the Mexican Mavarach Hashem. No, that looks like Megadeth. So again, it smacks of a Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's why maybe he's Chayiv Misa. Or we put him in the, we put him in the Kippah. Vahabolat Akusis. Last one, what about Baal Kusis? So the Gemara says, no. Hakar Yul, Rav Kahana Bachalme, don't you remember? If Kahana was showed in his dream, the Pasuk, Viyadke, Rav Lagamre, and Rav remembered his learning. And he remembered that this is somebody who gets Kares. He's not going to have an Erva Ona amongst the Chachamim. So you see, it's a type of Kares. So there is no Raya, Lamaskana, at this stage, there is no Raya that this person, all these cases, the reason that we might kill them is because they're Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. The answer was that maybe he's not Chayim Misa, and then we kill him anyway, but there's no Raya in the end of the day. Because maybe all these cases are special, where he is Chayiv Kares or Misa B'dei Shamayim. Mashenke, in our case, we don't know. But
a person Chayiv Kares is a Bar Katala, is that halachically also?
It's called, I don't think so, it's a good question. What do you mean, like, is it like a Trefa? Is somebody's Chayiv Kares like a Trefa? Lachor or not? I don't think you say it. I don't see you would say that in all halachic, with all those halachic ramifications. I don't think we would say that. The Gemara just uses that term here, but I don't think it means it the whole way. Okay, so says the Gemara. So in this case, at the Maskana, Rav Sheshes assumes that he is not Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, but we still allow the Kohanim to take him outside. So Eispe, we're going to ask a question on that. We ask from a Mishnah at the end of Meseches Zvachim. Be'ed Hashem, got to start getting psyched up. It's going to take a few months to get psyched up for Seder Kachim coming up in November, so you can already start now getting into it. Though we have a few Meseches Be'ed Hashem before that, we take it day by day and one by one. Right now, we still have Parachelik in front of us. That's like its own Mesechta. So let's go with Sanhedrin Pei Gimel. Eispe, he says the Gemara, on the bottom, hayotzek v'habola v'haposeis. If somebody does any of these avodas b'chutz, that parak at the end of Maseches Zvachim, towards the end, is all about shchutei chutz, right? Hamala b'chutz. So if somebody does the following avodos outside the Beis HaMikdash, yotzek, if somebody pours wine, right? We know there's a nisach hayayin is one of the avodos, they do it every day in the Beis HaMikdash, so if somebody pours wine outside the Beis HaMikdash, habolel, or somebody mixes the carbon mincha ingredients. You mix the oil and the flour and the frankincense that goes on top. Vahaposes, or if somebody crumples up, poses, many carbonous mincha, after they're baked in all different types of pans. Some are deep pans, deep fried, some are like a little oil in it, but many times after they are made, they are crumpled up into small pieces. That's poses, petita. Pasos asapitim, Pasuk says, I think, in Saf. Right, so if you do that avoda, or hamolech, if you salt a carbon, all carbonists need salt. Vahamenif, or if somebody waves, does tenufa, certain carbonists need tenufa. Hamegish, or if somebody does hagasha, they bring the whatever they're bringing, the blood, or the carbon, or the komets, whatever it is, they bring it close to the mizbeach, hagasha. Or vahamasader as a shulchan, I set up the shulchan. I put the lechem upon him on the shulchan, or I do all these avodas outside the base of Mikdash. V'hametiv as a neiros, or I clean out the neiros in the menorah. V'hakometz, or I do kmitza. Right, I go in into the flour. I put my hand in. I rub off my finger, my pinky, and my thumb. I have the kmitza, which is the first avoda by a karban mincha. Right, we know the dalat avodas of an animal, shechita kabbalah holachas rika, shechting, catching the blood, walking the blood to the mizbeach, and sprinkling, shechita kabbalah holachas rika. So you have a parallel dalat avodos by a karban mincha. Parallel, you have kmitza, right? Kmitza is like a shechita. That's the parallel. So komets and v'hamakabel damim bachutz, or if I catch the blood bachutz, any of these pater. I am not chayiv kares by all these cases. by for shchute chutz. I'm not chayev karis, even though by regular shchute chutz you are chayev karis. The ain chayev an alem, you're not chayev. We'll get to the continuation in a minute. But Rashi explains the second to last line in Rashi. Chiv karis for shchute chutz is only by three avodos. Three avodos mentioned in the Torah. Number one is shchita. If I'm shochet bachutz, shchute chutz, which the Torah has amazing lashonos, graphic, that it's as if you're killing shofer dam, the language the Torah uses for shchut echutz. So shochet bachut shchita. Number two is mala, if I actually burn a carbon up, you know, outside the Beis HaMikdash. So shchita, ha'ala, and zrika, zrika zadam. Those three get karis. That's it. All others, are not the final stage of avoda. The language we're going to see in Rashi on top also, but Rashi quotes at the bottom. The kol hani diyesh acharecha avoda imit. Right, all of these others that are not the final stage of an avoda. Zrika, there's nothing after zrika. Right, shchita is its own entity, but it says that in the Torah. Even though yesh acharecha shchita, there's nothing after. And mala, that's the final stage. Any final stage like mala and zrika, so that's shchut echutz. All these others are not the final stage of the avoda, and therefore the Gemara darshins that there is no chiyuv karis for shchut echutz. We didn't get to the question yet, but let's talk about this phrase for 2 minutes. And that is just first the metzias wise. It says hagasha. You do hagasha bachutz. You bring it close to the mizbeach bachutz. What are you bringing it close to? You bring it a close bachutz, the mizbeach is inside the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you do? You do hagasha to a bama, to a mizbeach that's outside. So there's no issue of hagasha b'bama. The Brisker Rav there in Zvachim, the Griz, says there is no, that's not called hagasha if you bring it up to your own bama. Hagasha by definition is bringing it to the mizbeach. So what you have to say here is somehow you brought the mizbeach outside. You brought the Mizbeach outside, even though the Mizbeach really only has its power in that. The Rambam says, Makom HaMechuvan Biyoser, the exact spot where the Akedah was, and the exact spot where Adam brought his Karbanos, and all the Karbanos that were brought throughout the ages on Har HaMoriah. So, says the Griz, this case must be Mishkachas LaBachutzi HaMizbeach Bachutz V'asa HaGasha. And what about the Shulchan also? You're Masada the Shulchan at home, you make up your own Shulchan. It also has to be a case where you brought the Shulchan outside. That's the only possibility. Or else it wouldn't be called Sidur Lechem Apanim al Shulchan, unless you brought the Shulchan outside. That's what you have to say. Dim lo kein lo mikri misader es ha Shulchan. That's just Mitzias.
Are these examples kind of Pogenbo? In other words, if someone's in there,
they're these examples? No. These are not Kanan Pogenbo. These are not Kanan Pogenbo. Special din of Kanan Pogenbo is Koin Shishimish Patuma. That's it. These are cases of Shchut Echutz. Not even shchut echutz. These other examples of avodos bachutz. That is not kanan pogobo. So the Griz says it has to be a case where you did it outside. There is a fascinating discussion of a Rambam. Fascinating discussion of a Rambam. With the Rambam, this is also has to do with doing something bachutz, but it's an interesting mystery to think about. Minchas Chinuch's kasha. Says the Rambam, Minchas Bias Mikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. V'chein hadlokas aneiris k'sher bizarim. A Yisrael is allowed to light the candles in the Beis HaMikdash. It's the halacha. Hazov, we could do something. Havlaka k'sher bazar. Right? Shchita k'sher bazar. We could do shchitas. This is the big discussion we've had about is there a lachachila by the Kohen or is it a lachachila by the Bailam? Machlokas. Is it better for the Yisrael to do it or is it better to let the Kohen do it? It's one of the Dalet Avodos, but it's k'sher bazar. That's shchita. Says the Rambam, Havlaka k'sher is also k'sher bazar. The problem is, a Yisrael is not allowed to go into the Heichal. So how is he going to light the menorah? How is he going to do it? Well, he's going to have a very long match. That's one way they say it. He's going to stand all the way outside. He's going to have a very long stick. And he's going to light the menorah inside? Maybe. But says the Rambam, Lefichach, because he is Zar could do it. Im hetiv ha-kohen ha-neiris. If the Kohen got the neiris already, ha-tavas ha-neiris has to be done by a Kohen. Ve-hotzion lachutz, and then he brought the menorah outside. Mutter lazar lahadlikan. The Rambam says, the Kohen could set it all up, he brings the menorah outside, and Zar could light it. That's the Rambam. Says the Ravid, Hiflig kisha amar mutter lazar lahadlikan. Elashim likan ksheris. So the Ravid argues on one detail. He says, no, it's not lachadchila for the Yisrael to do it. If he did it, it's okay. But Yisrael shouldn't do it. That's what he says. Says the Kesef Mishnah, what's the problem? If it's lava vodahi, who says that there's a lachadchila by a Kohen? The time of Shorabeinu kiva the lava vodahi mishra nami shari kemo shchita shikshir bizarim. Fine, that's not the problem with the Rambam. The problem with the Rambam is, the Menachas Chinuch asks, many of us know the Gemara in Shabbos, where we learn all the Gemaras, the Chanukah Gemaras, in the second parak in Shabbos, and the Gemara says, Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah, or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. What's the mitzvah by Neiris Chanukah? Neiris Chanukah is the mitzvah Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah, which means, at the moment that you light it, all conditions of the mitzvah have to be in place. I have to light it in the spot where I'm going to be Osa Mitzvah. I'm not supposed to light it and then move it. I can't light it above 20 amas and then bring it down. That Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah. When I light it, the mitzvah has to be done. Or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. I can light it wherever I want. And I put it down, Hanacha. We pass it Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah. Rashi there in Shabbos Chaf Beis. Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah, Rashi writes two words. Kida'ashkechan b'minorah. In the Beis HaMikdash. Just like learning in the Beis HaMikdash. Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah. That's what Rashi says there. L'chora doesn't seem that anybody argues. Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah. That's what we pass through the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Minchas Chinuch. If Hatzlaka Osa Mitzvah, meaning the menorah has to be in the spot that it's going to be in when you go to the mitzvah, it's the Rambam I'm talking about. You bring it outside, and then you light it, and you bring it back in. That's the Minchas Chinuch, what the Rambam's talking about. Doesn't answer it. Doesn't answer it. Mitzvah Sadeches, and Pasha Tetzava. He quotes, V'zesh kamashanim hikshesi yaldin zesh al Rambam. For years I've had this problem, and I still don't have an answer. I have an answer. What's the answer for the Rambam? Mavur leheliya, Rashi Shabbos Chafiz. V'sham besugi mavur, di hadlacha osa mitzvah, hadlacha bimkoma b'inan. B'kivan, di bimakam ha-menor b'heichal, b'vadli tzorech la-hadlik bimkoma. Hainu heichal, shlo bimkoma, lo asa klum. What's the Rambam and the Raavad? They're both problems, right? The Raavad just says it's a b'dievet. The Eini said, I saw this question in the Maaser Rokeach, I don't have the sefer here, but that's his problem. That's his problem. If you look at Reb Chaim deals with a little bit on the Rambam, but he's dealing more with what's the machlokas Rambam Raavad, right? Is the mitzvah? They try to use the Reb Chaim that maybe the mitzvah here is that shehidaluk, not lahazlik. And if the mitzvah is shehidaluk, then there's a little more flexibility in the halakos of mitzvah. All the achronim try to get into the act here, but it's a very strong question because the Rambam says you can take it outside, and if he holds halakos of mitzvah, then you got to work it out. But that's about dealing with lighting items outside. Hatavas and Eris. The Gemara here didn't have that. The Brisker Rav said our Gemara of Chutz is where you brought the Shulchan outside and you brought the Mizbeach outside. But either of those, you're not going to be Chayev for Chutz. One other point, and then we'll continue. The top Tosfos here. Tosfos says on the first skinny line, we'll skip the first few lines. Tosfos says Holacha lo chashiv. What about Holacha? Why isn't that on the list? We just mentioned there were four avodos. Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. So Shechita you're chayav for. Zrika you're chayav for. Kabbalah, this Mishnah says that you're not chayav for. Where's Holacha? That was left out. So Tosfos quotes, Mishum de'efsha lavatzla, l'shcho b'tzad ha'mizbeach v'lizro. Holacha is the only one that you could theoretically do without. If you shecht right next to the Holacha, he's walking into the Mizbeach. So if you shecht right next to the Mizbeach, you don't need it. That's what the Gemara says in Zvachim, Holacha lava vodehi. That's what the Gemara, it's one of the avodos, but it's categorized as lav avodah. The Gemara says, shchita lav avodahi. So what does that mean, halacha lav avodahi? It is an avodah, but it's not needed. Where you have it, it is one of the avodas. But Tosa says it's not as significant, so that's why it could be left out. Okay, it's a big sugya that Be'ez Hashem we will be able to talk about at one point. So that's why halacha is not here. Halacha and hagasha. Halacha is walking, halacha is by an animal, and hagasha I think is by a mincha. I think Hagashi would use that lashon by a mincha. Rashi explains it here. Hamagisha beker ma'arav is dromas connected chudah shel keren. Right, I think it's that you go into the southeastern points, and I think that's right. You're going to go up. Maybe it's at the end. Maybe it's at the end. Right, Holach is walking it, and Hagashi is just placing it next to the mizbeach, not doing the zrika actually, but going there. You're right. They have to work out the difference. Okay, Viter says the Gemara, finishing the Mishnah. V'ein chayav an alayhen, and also you're not chayiv lo mishum zaris if it's zar, if a non male kohen does any of these avodos. There aren't real avodos, so you're not chayiv for being a zar. V'lo mishum tuma. Not chayiv misa, because usually a zar that does the avodos is chayiv misa. Or v'lo mishum tuma, and if one of these avodos are done vituma, you are not chayav misa. Right, that's going to be the question already. V'lo misha mechuser begadim. And if you don't, with the kohen does not wear the begadim that he's supposed to wear, which we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem on Amud Beis again, also he's not chayiv misa. V'lo mishum rachas yedav raglayim. If he does the avoda without washing his hands and feet, which he has to do in the kiyar before he starts doing the avoda, so then he's not going to be chayiv. Hamiktar chayiv. But if he burns, right, all of these, you're not chayiv. But if you'd be male, if you'd burn burn a carbon with all of these, zaris, tumah, chuzbagadim, you would be chayiv. Right? So, my lav misa, doesn't that mean you'd be chayiv misa? Right? The Mishnah say you're not chayiv misa in these cases, but other cases you'd be chayiv misa. So now we have a kasha on Rav Sheshes, because what did Rav Sheshes say? Start off the daf today. Koi sheshimish batumah, they're allowed to beat him up and kill him outside the azara. Even though he's not chayav misa. What do you mean? From this Mishnah, it sounds like he is chayav misa. So the verse is lo bazhara. When chayav means chayav, just means a lav. Elazar nami la azhara. What do you mean? You're saying tum is only a lav? So the zara is also a lav only. Vaksiv, azar karev, you must. But it says, what do you mean? The zara by zaris is definitely chayav misa. So hakad the isa, hakad the isa. So they're different. Zar, you're chayav misa for. And tuma, you're chayav only a lav. Period. What? So you're telling me if you say that all of these, if you do these avodas petuma, you're not chayiv, but haktara, you would be chayiv alav. So that's mashma that all these avodas listed, you're not even chayiv alav, right? Because the inference is that but if you did a halah, if you did haktara, you'd be chayiv alav. Mashma, the ones listed, you're not even chayiv alav. Is that true? V'hatanya, the Braisa says otherwise. Ashara liyotze gubala minayin. How do I know that a czar or somebody who's mechusar begadim, all of these, should not pour the mixture, zubolel, or mix it up, minayin? How do I know? Tama lober kadoshi mihiyo v'lo yichalalu. Pasikla in Emor. So how do you? So you see, there is an asara. Midr Rabbanan v'kras lachta b'yalma. It's only nisad Rabbanan. Midr Raisa. There's no problem with a zar or somebody mechuz begadim doing any of these avodos. Right, pouring the oil on the mincha or bolo or mixing up the other ingredients, mixing it in. Meis fe, 1 second. We have a tosefta. Ve'elu heishem misa. No, the following avodos that are done in this way are chayav misa. Tamei shashimesh. It's mefurish. Mefurish. That's yifta. Or sheshes can't get out of that one. Right? If sheshes says tamei shashimesh might be get killed even though he's not chayav misa, the bride says beferish is chayav misa. Then you're back to the other question. If he's chayav misa, b'nei shemayim, why do we beat him up? Why don't we just let Hashem do it? So it's a kasha. It's a kasha. Maybe we're being shlichim of Hashem. I have to answer that. Right, we have the other cases that they're somewhat chayev. We try to do Hashem's work. Right, we try to do Hashem's work a little bit. Okay, so now let's quote this whole brisa. Gufa, the elishim misa. The following people are chayev misa b'dei shemayim. Number one, ha'ochel es ha'tevel. Somebody eats tevel. Somebody eats produce, grain that Shuma and Meiser have not been taken off from. That's Tevel. There's a big lumdis in the Achronim regarding Tevel. What is the root Isser of Tevel? The number of Achronim made this, I quote it from Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Asvid Daraisa, Klal Beis. Nistapakti, says the Asvid Daraisa. First he starts off with the Isser of Truma, and then he gets into the Isser of Tevel. First he says, Had the Truma Asura Lazar, the fact that Truma is Asur to a Zar, is that a continuation of the Isser of Tevel? I can't eat Tevel, and even after Truma is taken off, I can't eat that Truma, if I'm a czar. So is that the same Isser? They're both Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. Makes it sound like it's a Hemshech. When I'm Mafresh Truma, the Isser Tevel is taken away for a Kohen, but it continues for a czar. Is that how I'm supposed to look at it? Or do I say, no, there's an Isser Tevel, and there's an Isser Truma. And there's a difference between the two. You're right, they're both Misa B'dei Shamayim for a czar, but there might be there are differences between the two. And he has a couple of columns of sources related to this issue. The one that we've quoted before was a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamos, where Rashi seems to say that Tevel is Usur because of the Truma Shebo. That's what Rashi seems to say. And Tosfos asked on him there, Yevamos Pevav, if that's true, why can't a Kohen eat Tevel? A Kohen is also not allowed to eat Tevel. So Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tevel is his own Isser b'fnei atzmo. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, no, Rashi's okay. Why? Because just like a Kohen is not allowed to eat from a carbon before his Rikas Adam. Once Rikas Adam is done, so he can eat from it. So you see, something can be usur, and then once an act is done, the same item becomes mutter. So too, the Truma and the Teva might be usur for a Kohen, the second you're mafresh it, so then you can eat it. So there's no raya that it's not usur because of the Truma Shabbo. But that is his first question. And then he says, and regarding the usur of Tevel itself, he says, how do you look at it? Is there an Isser Atzma'i? Is it related to the Truma? But that is the issue of Ocheles HaTevel. What's the relationship between Achilas Tevel and Achilas Truma for a Zor? Ocheles HaTevel. Next, the HaKohen Tameh She'achal Truma Tahora. A Tameh Kohen who eats Truma Tahora. Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Zor She'achalas HaTruma. A Zor that eats Truma. No matter, even if it's Truma Tahora. The Zor She'shimesh. And a Zor that does the Avoda. That he's not allowed to. V'tami sheshimesh, that's what we just quoted before. U'tful yom sheshimesh, a tful yom, even somebody who's already gone to the mikvah, and he could already eat ma'aser sheni, and tonight he's going to be able to eat truma, and tomorrow he's going to be able to eat kachim, right, first Mishnah in Shas, right, a tful yom, it's a mesechus, tful yom, even he is not tahar enough to the avoda, and if he does, he's chayim misa b'dei shamayim, unbelievable. U'machusar begadim, Mechusar begadim, if he's not wearing the requisite begadim of the Kohen. Mechusar kapara. Mechusar kapara, right? We know there are a number of people who are mechusar kapara. They are people who are tame for a week, and then, or more, and then at the end of those days, they are a tful yom, and at the end of the tful, it's a tful yom process, the next morning they have to bring a karban, like a yoledes, or a zav, or a zava. All of those are called mechusrei kapara. Or mechusrei kapara are the machlokes in the Mishnah, I think it's in Krisus, I remember where, is a ger, a mechusrei kapara. Because every ger is chayav a karbon. Geris. Right here, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, tomorrow Beis HaMikdash, today Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and every ger, just like every woman who had a baby, owes karbanis to the Beis HaMikdash, so every ger owes a karbanis. So is that called the Mechusrei Kapara, because he didn't bring his karbanis yet? That's a machlokas tanon. But a Mechusrei Kapara, if somebody didn't bring his karban yet, a kohen, and he does the avoda, chai misa, shlorach hazidayim reglayim, somebody does the avoda without washing his hands and feet, ushtu yayin, and somebody who's drunk, upurei rosh, a kohen who does not get a haircut. A kohen has to get a haircut at least once every 30 days. If he goes and does the avoda after not getting a haircut once a month, so then he is called a Purei Rosh and he's Chayim Misa for doing the Avoda in an improper way. So that's all Chayim Misa. Aval Arel, but an Arel, an uncircumcised Kohen, Ve'onain, or an Onain, right, a non-Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol does the Avoda when he's an Onain. But a Kohen who loses one of his seven relatives and he does the Avoda when he's Aninus. Ve'yoshev, or he's sitting down, Einon B'misa Elabazhara. That's an Isidaraisa, but it's not Chayim Misa. Right, that's only an azhara. They're machalo, their avoda. The avoda is pasal, but they're not chayav misa.
This verse is talking about the shechitas.
Yeah, the real avodas, the shechita and the other avodas, right, that are indispensable. Balmum, what about a balmum? What about a balmum who does the avoda? We know Kohen and balimum, and they have certain jobs in the base of Megdash. They have to check the wood for worms. That's what we let them know, and then certain kabbalists they can even eat. But what about if a Baal Mum does the Avodah? So Rabbi Omer B'misa B'cham Omer B'azhara. Machlokas. Let's finish up and then we'll talk about it. Hizid B'me'ila. What happens if somebody B'mezid violates the Isser of Me'ila, getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash? Usually Me'ila is violated B'shogeg. What happens if somebody does it B'mezid? Rabbi Omer B'misa B'cham Omer B'azhara. Again. End of Brisa. Couple of important points. First of all, Arel. There's a machlokas that comes up in a number of places in Shas. Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. We'll first start with Rashi here. Rashi here says, what does it mean, Arel? What does it mean, an Arel who does the Avoda? An uncircumcised Kohen. Says Rashi, second to last, medium line. Aval Arel, Shemesu Echav Machbaz Mila. All over Shas, that's what Rashi says. His older brothers died because of Bris Mila. So it's a Sakana, we mentioned a couple days ago, where Machmir, that a Chazak is two, even by Sakana Safashis. And therefore, if his brothers died getting a Bris Mila, so the third brother is not allowed to get a Bris Mila. You know what? He's an Ones. What can we do? But he's still called an RL. He can't do the Avoda. He can't eat the Karban Pesach. He can't eat Truma. Right? He can do almost all mitzvahs. One or two mitzvahs he can't do. But that's it. That is Rashi. And that is what Rav Rishonim say. There's a big chiddush, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted on all the Rishonim in Yevamos Daf Ayin. On the first Amud of Perek Ha'arel in Yevamos. Rabbeinu Tam says, an Arel only means somebody who willingly does not want to get a bris milah. Not that he's a Rasha. Let's say he's scared. If he's scared and he doesn't want to get a bris milah, that's an Arel for all of these halachas. But, says Rabbeinu Tam, if somebody's brothers died, and therefore halacha says that he can't get a bris milah, he does not have the status of Arel. Arel has to do if he has a chiyav milah that he's not fulfilling. The second that there is no chiyav milah on him, he's not an Arel, and he can eat the Karban Pesach, and he can do the Avoda. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. All Rishonim argue on him. That's a very important Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aris discusses this Rabbeinu Tam in Siman Mem Tes. He says, it must be Deleka Mitzvahs Mila Klal, B'makam B'Kuach Nefesh. Ve'eno Kamo Anus. It's not like, what would Rabbeinu Tam say if you don't have a knife? You don't have a knife? Oh, I can't do bris milah. I don't have a knife. You're going to say also there is not an arel? No. There is a chiyav milah that's unfulfilled. It's not your fault, but it's still unfulfilled. You're an ones, and therefore you're still an arel. But if halacha says you can't get a bris milah, that's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, then you're not called an arel. Again, we don't pass it like this Rabbeinu Tam, and all Rishonim argue. Rashi all over the place argues. But that's why Rashi here says, Mesu Echav Machmas Milah. You can look, there's an Aruch Laner also that talks about this Rashi a little more, but we're not going to do it right now. That is related to Orel. Next point. It's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs on Balmum. The Rambam says, where's my Sefer HaMitzvahs? Oh boy. The Rambam says, in Lo Saaseh Samach Tes, and Lo Saaseh Ayin Aleph. He counts two separate losases of a kohen doing a kohen balmum doing avoda. Samach tes. Here's your kohen balmum. May he kanis lahecha bechlalo rotz alamar hamizbeach or bein olam lamizbeach, etc. And then two later, she is here balmum over shelo lavod kozmam shamuma hubo. Separate isurim for a permanent balmum and a temporary balmum. The Ramban does not like it. Balmum is balmum. Whether it's temporary is going to go away, but the Rambam counts. Rambam talks about it. Got to work out the lundus. The Rambam counts it as two different averis. One other point, and then we will continue. There is another Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila, a much discussed Rambam. Right? What did we just say here? The Rambam Chizid B'Me'ila. Rebbe says Misa, and the Chachamim say B'Azhara. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchas Me'ila that somebody who violates Me'ila. Somebody who violates Mi'ila, I'll read you the Rambam. I thought I had it here. Where's my Rambam Avoda? Oh, I used it for, I used it for B'S Mikdash already. I used it for the menorah. Said the Rambam in Hilchas Mi'ila, Baruch Hashem, a lot of kashim today. Kol ha-moel bezadon loke u'mishalim. The Rambam says, third halacha in Hilchas Mi'ila. If you violate Mi'ila b'mezid, you have to pay the Beis HaMikdash for the benefit that you got, and you get Malkus. All the Achronim say, well, a minute, we have a principle, you never loke u'mishalim. Right? It's not a misa, but you never lokim mishalim. That's the question of that's the shita of the Rambam. So there are a number of answers given. We'll mention two. Number one is a tzlach. The Noda Yehuda. The tzlach says, when do we say that there's kim leva drabi binei or only two misas? It's in bezdin. Bezdin is not going to be mechayiv you two things. But Hashem could do whatever he wants. If Hashem says, you're chayav five things, you're chayav five things. So here, everything is logavoa, it's me'ila, it's malchus and mamon, but both to God. You're not chayav money to another person. Both to God. It's therefore, those halachos don't, that the limit of only one punishment does not apply. Vilchas Chedach quotes this in Kuf Chav Zayin and says, Dvarav mitukim midvash. His words are sweeter than honey, the words of the tzlach. That's one answer. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiyuvim to him, then there are different rules. The Ar Sameach also discusses this question, and he says, like other Achronim say, when do you say Kimlei, and when do you say there's only one punishment, when there are two different addresses? When there are two different addresses, that's when you might say Misa and Mama, when it's coming from two different sources, not addresses, two different sources. But here, if there's one act, that's machayiv you two things. Like Moshe Shemra, the Torah says, Lokum Mishalim. We had it earlier in the Masechta. Because that's a chiddush of Motzi Shemra. The Torah says, for this, you're chayav two things. It's not that you happen to do two things at once, and then, oh, they overlap, so one's going to knock out the other one. Here the Torah says, you're chayav two things for this. So you're not going to say, Bez only going to do, that's the Din Torah. By a few things, not too many, by a few things in the Torah says, you're chayav two punishments for this. But they, of course you're not going to say, Mishim Risha Achas in that case, because that's exactly, Gufa, what the Torah says. Okay, so now let's move. So that's the Braisa about all the people who are Chayiv Isa B'dei Shemayim. So let's find the sources for them. Hochel as a Tevel Min Allah, and how do you know? If you eat Tevel, you're Chayiv Isa B'dei Shemayim. Dar Meshuvah Mishim Reb Elazar Minayim. Lochel as a Tevel Shuv B'misa. How do you know? Dichsev V'lo Yechalu as Kashay B'nei Yisrael. Eis Asher Yerimu L'Hashem. Don't be Mechalel that which Yerimu L'Hashem. And we darshin ba'asidim litzum akasam adaber, that which will get truma taken from it, meaning tevel. The yal of chilul chilul mitruma, and you learn gzeir shava then from truma malahalan b'bisa afkan b'bisa. Just like if somebody eats truma when they're not supposed to, the chay misa b'deisha ma'im, so too tevel. The nail of chilul chilul minosar. So why do we learn? Why do we compare tevel to truma? Why don't we compare tevel to nosar? That gzeir shava malahalan b'kares afkan b'kares. Why do we compare truma to tevel? Why don't we compare truma to nosar? Again, there's a little flexibility by gzeirah shavas. We know the words, but not every detail of the gzeirah shavas is given. So we know the word's going to be chilul, but maybe there's a different parsha that you're going to compare it to. Says the Gemara, no. Mistavra mitruma havel lemelef. No, it's better to compare truma and tevel. Why? Shekain truma. They both, right? They both have a truma element to them, chutz la'aretz, right? They both do not apply in chutz la'aretz, right? Nosar applies by abama. Hutra, they both have a heter, tevel, you could make mutter, you do hafrasha. And truma is mutter to the kohanim. Birabim, and it has a element of rabim, birabim, and peros, pigol, v'nosar. It applies to fruit. It does not have pigol related to it, and there's no such thing as being nosar left over when it comes to truma and when it comes to tevel. So that's why on all these levels, truma and tevel are comparable. So therefore, we apply it. We should compare those two things. Says the Gemara. 1 minute. Adarabba, mi nosar havi lelamelef. No, you should compare truma to, you should compare tevel to nosar. Shekain psul ochel. Both of them are problems with the person and not with the, both of them are problems with the item, not with the person. Truma, by the way, I'm sorry, with truma, what we're comparing truma to is the person who eats truma bituma, meaning improperly. So, says the Gemara, nosar and tevel are better because those are problems with the food. Unlike truma, which is a problem with a person, and ein lo heter b'mikvah, and you can't, you know, become both of these by tevel and by noser. Even if you go into a mikvah, there's no way to solve your problem. If you eat truma betuma, there's a way that you could have solved your problem. So why don't you compare tevel to noser? So hanach nefisha, no, there's a lot more connections between truma and tevel than truma and noser. Ravina amar chilul derabim echilul derabim adif. Right, I didn't explain rabim before. Rabim meant that the lashon in the Torah is in lashon rabim by truma and by tevel, unlike noser, which is a yachetz. Ravina says that itself is good enough. That issue, the word bichaleluhu, rabim and rabim is better. Period. V'kohen tameh, more drushes. V'kohen tameh she'achat truma tohara minala. And how do I know if a kohen tameh eats truma tohara, he's chayim misa? Damar Shmuel. Minayin l'kohen tameh she'achat truma tohara, shu b'misa b'dei shamayin, t'chsiv v'shamru es mishparti, v'lo yusu alav chet, v'gomer. Tohara in, that's you have to guard my mishmar, and you won't have chet on you. That is a kohen tameh that ate truma. Tohara in tameh alo, and the diuk is that only a kohen tameh that eats truma tohara is chayav misa. What about a kohen tameh that eats truma tameya? What about that case? Lo, there's no chayav misa. Darmi Shmuel Amar Rabbi Elazar, minayin lekohen tameh shachal truma tameya she'ena b'misa, she'ne'amar b'esavo ki yichaleluhu. They will die. Prat lezu she'mechulal es v'omedes. Excluding this one, if you have truma tameya already, it's already mechulal. A kohen touching it, a kohen eating it, is not going to be mechalalit. Tosfos here on top discusses how could you ever have a case of a kohen tameh that eats truma tahora, the second that he touches it, he's going to make a tameh. So how do you ever have a case of that? Either you stuck it down his mouth, or maybe he ate such a tiny piece that it wasn't makabel tumah yet. Maybe it wasn't hukshar lekabel tumah yet. Those it comes up with all of the possibilities.
A
coin tummy is not allowed to eat it. Right, there's an isser, there's Job, right. Truma tummy is not allowed to. He's allowed to burn it, called hanah shel kilui, but he's not allowed to eat it. Next, Mishnah Malach discusses, as a safek, what about if it's only tummy midrabanan? If it's truma tummy midrabanan and he eats it, is there a chi of misa there, because daraisa, it's really tahar, or no, lamaisa, it's tummy, therefore there's not. He has that safek in ilchus trumas, zayin aleph. Vizar shal achal tzat truma. A zar that eats truma also gets misa. Amar Rav. Rav argues. Zar shal achal tzat truma loke. A zar that eats truma only gets malchus. Amar le'erif kahana v'ravasi l'rav. Lema mar b'misa d'chsev v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. What do you mean? Why can't you admit? The pasuk says, any zar lo yochal kodesh. Answers the Gemara. Ani Hashem mekavsham hifzik ha'inyan. There's a phrase in between the zar eating it and the chi of misa. It says ani Hashem mekachem. That's mafsik. The meshachachmin vayikra on this pasuk says it's not just a question of hafsaka. It's a question of the Torah is explaining why a kohen that eats truma tameya gets misa because they're holy. Ani Hashem mekadsham. Masheinkin Yisrael. Okay, they weren't allowed to, but they're not going to get misa. That meshachachma is a beautiful piece. We don't have time to go into it now, but you can look that up. That's in Chaf Beis Tes. Meisve, but one second, we have a kasha on Rav. Ve'elu ain't shebe misa, zar ha'ochel as a truma. Right, the Brisa lists off zar shachat truma as a misa. So Gemara says, Masnisa, the Rav Karam is, Rav Tanahu Palig. Rav can do what he wants. Rav has the status of a Tan, and therefore he could argue. Next, v'zar sheshimish tachziv azar akorev yumas. Okay, you don't need much thinking for that. Azar that does the avoda is chayiv misa. V'tami sheshimish tamei k'tavoy minei Rav Chiya bar Avin mei Rav Yosef. Like Rav Chiya, yes, Rav Yosef. V'nayin l'tamei sheshimish huba misa. How do I know that a tamei that does the avoda is chayiv misa? Tachziv taber al Aaron val banav v'yinazru mikadshei b'nei Yisrael. Speak to Aaron and his children, and they shall separate Mikachi from the Kachi B'nai Yisrael, v'loi chalu Hashem Kachi, and they shouldn't disgrace, they shouldn't be mechaluit, meaning when they're tamei. The yol of chilu chilu mitrum, and again we learn chilu chilu, a tamei that does the avoda, you learn that out from a tamei that eats truma. Ma lahalan b'misa, afkan b'misa. V'nei of chilu chilu minosar, same question, why don't you learn it from nosar? Why don't you learn that a kohen that is tamei, that does the avoda, is chayef kares from Nosar, instead of learning that it's Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim, from Truma, Malahalan Kares Avkan Kares. So where it says, no, Mistavra Mitruva Havei Lomelev, there's more in common between Tamei that eats Truma and the Tamei that does the Avoda. Shekein Guf, they both have to do with his body. Tamei, they're both Tuma. Mikvah, they can both go to the Mikvah. Bir Rabim, the language of the Torah is plural. So that's why Truma, Tamei eating Truma and a Tamei doing the Avoda are better. Parallel. Adarava says, no, me Nosar Avoda the Lameilif. No, maybe from Nosar is better. Shekane, Kodesh, they both have to do with Karbanos. Panim, they both have to do with something inside the Beis HaMikdash. Pigo Vanosar. And they both apply. This is Karbanos issues. Gemara says, no, Chilul Darabim, Michilul Darabim Adif. That issue of that same word in the Torah, in Lashon Rabim, is still a better level of Xerah Shava. Tful Yom Sheshimesh, Minalon. How do I know a Tful Yom that does the Avoda is Chayiv Misa? Shdinalon, Detanya, Rav Simai Omer, Remez the Tful Yom, Sheimar Vechila Minayin. How do I know that if he does it, he's Mechal of the Avoda? Tamalomer, Kadoshim Yiyu Lelokehem, Velo Yechalalu, that Pasuk. Imeno Inyan Latame Sheshimesh, if I don't need that Pasuk for a Tame that does the Avoda, Denafkalan Mi Vinazru, Taneo in Latful Yom Sheshimesh, a Tful Yom who's going to be Tara tomorrow. He's not tar enough, and he's chayiv misa if he does the avoda. V'yalav chilu chila mitruma, malahalan b'misa, afkan b'misa. Another fascinating Rambam. The Rambam in Lo Sase Ayin Vav. Separate iser d'oraisa for a tful yom who does the avoda. Right, the Ramban there says again, tful yom is just, he's not tar yet. He's just a tami who does the avoda. But the Rambam counts it separately, as if to say, the Rambam acknowledges that he is not tame anymore. He's not in the parsha of Tumah, but he's still not allowed to do the avoda. Right? Tful Yom is a fascinating topic. How tummy is he? How tar is he? He's in the middle. He went to the mikvah. He can eat Maaser Sheni. That night he can eat Truma, but he can't do avoda or karbanos yet until the next morning. He's three stages. So the Rambam counts it as a separate issa d'oraisa, a Tful Yom doing the avoda. Lo Sase Ayin Vav. Mechusar begadim minalan. Two more minutes. Says the, well, how do I know that if somebody, a kohen, does the avodah without the proper begadim, so how do I know that he is chayav isa? Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, umatu ba mishmeid Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Some say he said it. V'chagarto sam ba'avneit, bizman shebigdeim aleihem, kunasam aleihem. The drasha, quoted here, and zvachim tezayin, tezvav, I think it's Tezvav over there. It says Tezayin on the side. Yudzayin. There it is, Yudzayin. When the Kohanim are wearing begadim, so then they are Kohanim. Ein bigdeyam aleihem, ein kuhunasam aleihem. What an amazing line. V'habiluhu zarim. And if a Kohen is not wearing his begadim, he's like a zar. V'amar mar, zar shashimesh b'misa. A zar that does the avoda, he is chayiv misa. Maybe we'll talk about tomorrow, the machlokas Ramam Rabban, about mechusar begadim. But just to quote you one thought that's quoted by many, the Hagos Mordechai. Could be up there in Hagos Mordechai. The Hagos Mordechai in Gittin, Tav Samach Aleph. There was a story. There was a Kohen that poured water over Rabbeinu Tam's hands. Rabbeinu Tam had to wash his hands. So he poured water over Rabbeinu Tam's hands. A Kohen. So one of the Talmidim asked Rabbeinu Tam, Shanina bi Yerushalmi, Hamishtamish b'kahuna ma'al. Well, Nima, you can't use a Kohen. What are you doing, Rabbeinu Tam? How can you have a Kohen pour water for you? The Heshivlo. Ein bohem kedusha bizman hazeh. Tekaim alon, bizman shebigdeyem aleihem, kuhunasam aleihem. They don't have their begadim, says Rabbeinu Tam, so they can do whatever I want. So, another Talmud pipes in and says, so why do we give them the first aliyah bizman hazeh? And why do we have them bench bizman hazeh? They're not real kohanim. So, shasik Rabbeinu Tam. Wow. Rabbeinu Tam didn't have an answer. Shasik Rabbeinu Tam. The heshiv Rabbeinu Peter. Peter. Peites Reish. Dinehi de Yeshbahem Kedusha Yachol Limchol. No, the reason they have kahuna today. They have kahuna. But they're allowed to be mocha. That's why you washed your hands. But what Rabbeinu Tam was Shasak? What was Rabbeinu Tam thinking? So all the Yachronim get into the act. There are two types of Kedusha's kahuna. There are different ways to say this. You could say there's Kedusha's kahuna lagabi certain halachas and other halachas. The Gabi Avoda, he's not a Kohen if he's not wearing the begadim. But Birchas Kohanim, he could duchen without his begadim. There are two types. The way Rav Soloveitchik said it was that there's a Kohen Lagabe Migdash and a Kohen Lagabe Gvulin. Right? There's two different types of Kohanim. Another more extreme way that some Achronim say it is that there's a Kohen Gavra and there's a Kohen Cheftza. The Kohen as a Cheftza needs begadim. What do you mean a Cheftza? If you look in Parshas Tetzaveh, where you look in the Miluim, where it sounds like you pour oil on the Kalim and you pour oil on the Kohanim. To Lechahin, to make them Kohanim, as if you're like creating them, like a Cheftza. So maybe regarding Kohanim in Mikdash or Kohanim Cheftza, either of those formulations, you need the begadim. But there are obviously some halachas, a Kohen doesn't have to wear his begadim when he eats Truma. Right? He can eat Truma wherever he wants. Right? But for Karbanis, maybe it's a separate din. But it doesn't kachikalam. But this is a great line. Bizmeim shebigdeim aleim kunasam aleim. How far does that go? That's his Rabbeinu Tam in Tav Samach Aleph in the Mordechai. Agos Mordechai in Gittin. It's quoted in the poskim in Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Taz in Simin Kuf Chav Ches, where it talks about the dinim of duchening. They talk about this Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we'll stop here. But tomorrow we'll start with more Big Day Kahuna items and get into Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Important discussion of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai on tomorrow's daf as we finish off the parak. And B'ez Hashem, we start the second to last parak in Sanhedrin, Elohein HaNechnakin, the last of the Dal Misas Bezdin, as we aim our way to Daf Tzadik. Daf Tzadi. Right? Where we get into Chelek. Okay, stop here.